For 2 hours yesterday, the Pitkin County Commissioners debated back and forth about how to make sure such a big event like Saturday's wedding doesn't happen again. Keeping such mega events out of what's classified as the rural and remote zone district became a top priority after outrage in the community. Cindy Hubin is the county's community development director.
There are some zone districts where large special events are probably very, very, very appropriate. You know, we've got the X Games, we've got, you know, special events that run throughout the county on public roads.
She says the wedding on Saturday included 27,000 square feet of development, complete with a temporary chapel. It was, says Hubin, inappropriate for the area, a district that's meant to conserve and protect the natural environment. The elected leaders agreed. Commissioner George Newman says the wedding burdened neighbors nearby who had to deal with several large truckloads of equipment.
And it was reinforced, I think, this last week when I was reading letters to the editors and editorials, where people in the community responded as well, even though they were not directly negatively impacted. It was an affront to our community norms and values.
A loophole kept the county from preventing the wedding. Because wedding attendees weren't paying for entry, the event wasn't subject to a review by county staff. County planner Mike Kramer says his department had to issue permits for tents and flooring.
That was on the basis that they were temporary, and we did not have code to prohibit something like that. We had no land use code or building code that said we could not deny 10 permits of that capacity.
At the meeting, Kramer suggested closing the loophole with an emergency ordinance that would limit the number of people allowed at gatherings in areas zoned as rural and remote to 25. That didn't sit well with many of the commissioners and several members of the public. Nancy Snow is an event planner who says the public should be involved in such rule changes.
I think we're all shocked by what happened, and it's a good time for all of us to think and come up with some direction. But we have a lot of sensitive people that throw wonderful events here. It's a big industry for our town, and let's give everybody a chance to get involved and look at the problems and problem solve as opposed to just blanket rules.
I think singling out rural and remote is a little unfair, because all rural and remote is not created equal.
John Wilcox lives along Castle Creek Road. He owns 15 acres that he says became rural and remote after he purchased the property.
I have a children's party every fall, every Labor Day. I don't know how many people show up, but it's over 50. So to go through the process of filling out a permit to have kids come fish in the pond and kayak and mountain bike and have a hamburger, I think it would be cumbersome.
Another option to fix the loophole would be a moratorium that would prohibit the issuance of any permits for temporary structures like tents larger than 1,000 square feet. This option would likely allow for most of the events already planned this summer. An emergency ordinance that could limit the amount of people at a gathering in the rural and remote district is still on the table. The commissioners will meet again today and likely make a decision. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.